107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's always a pleasure to welcome Constable Darren Fisher to the studios. It's not safety tips or questions, it's all about Halloween safety. And Darren joins us. Darren, it's good to see you.
Good to see you too, Jamie.
We've got Halloween this Sunday, and gosh, let's think about Halloween safety tips and moving forward. Again, it's been up and down with the pandemic, so there's going to be a fair bit of trick-or-treating going on, that sort of thing.
I think so. I think our streets are going to be inundated with some ghouls and witches and superheroes this Sunday night. And I think it's good for us to all be prepared to help everyone enjoy the holiday in a safe way.
Absolutely. So we got Halloween Sunday safety tips. There's so much we can talk about. What's top of mind for you with safety with kids for trick-or-treating?
Yeah, good point, Jamie. So for kids especially, I think the important thing is to be seen. So make sure that you can see and be seen. So if you have a face mask on, parents, make sure that it fits properly so that your child can see out of it and breathe properly with it on. And make sure that your costume is visible. So carry a flashlight if you need to, attach some glow sticks onto your costume and make yourself look kind of cool in that way, or get some reflective tape or something so that you can be seen.
And watch with the costumes, because I know, you know, the kids are having fun and they're dressing up, but sometimes these costumes that are quite, I don't know, shall we say, long flowing, we don't want any tripping hazards.
That's right. Yeah, make sure it fits properly so that you can avoid that tripping hazard for sure.
Okay, and again, safety in terms of crossing the streets and traffic, that sort of thing.
Yep, just make sure that you use your common sense with that. Cross at intersections and at corners. Don't be jig-jagging across the road from house to house.
I know that excitement. There's that excitement.
Yeah. Totally is, and I get it too, and I get excited when I'm out there with the kids trick-or-treating too. But make sure you do one side of the street, cross at the corner, go back down the other side of the street.
Because at this time of year, I don't know, it's something about our transition from summer into fall into winter. It gets dark earlier, and it's almost pitch black at night sometimes. And we don't think about that. We're still almost in summer mode, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. And it does get dark. And if there's a little bit of moisture in the air, or I don't know what the weather is going to be like on Sunday, but if there is a bit of rain coming down, then it makes it even harder to see. So as a motorist, be prepared for that too. Make sure that you slow down. If you're going in and out of your driveway, be especially careful and watch out for kids coming across the sidewalk
there. Especially, you know, little kids, and we have big vehicles, and, you know, heaven forbid if they're crisscrossing, do be prepared to slow down for Sunday evening, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. If you slow down just a little bit, it can save you a whole lot of trouble in the future.
All right. Halloween safety tips. Anything else we didn't cover in terms of for Halloween on Sunday? We've talked about, of course, you know, don't crisscross, use the crosswalks in terms of, again, be seen. That's the big thing.
Yeah, it is. That is the big thing. But I think the ultimate thing, Jamie, is go out and have fun. Okay, get outside, have fun, go out with your kids, encourage your kids to go out with some friends. If your kids are going out with friends too, know where they're going, set up some boundaries as to how far they can go, and arrange a time for them to come back. So kids, make sure you're paying attention to the time too.
And again, we've chatted about with Dr. Miriam Clausen with regards to this Sunday. Again, stay within your bubble, that sort of thing. And again, leave some space. Like, don't crowd around the doors too much, and just, you know, leave a bit of space and take your time.
Yeah, take your time. Have lots of fun. Go wild and crazy, but just in a safe and respectful way.
And of course, save some extra candy.
Absolutely. Save some for yourself.
Halloween candies, what's your favorite?
I think I like the little chocolate bars, like the O. Henry's or Kit Kats.
The fun size.
Yeah, for sure. Because you just have a little bit, and by the time you eat 9 or 10, you don't even realize it.
There you go. So great Halloween safety tips with Constable Darren Fisher. And Darren, just before we let you go, earlier this month, you were taking part in the Guardian of the Flame fundraiser run. That looked like a lot of fun, but a challenge, shall we say.
Yeah, it was a great time. The weather was a bit of a challenge that day. It was cold and rainy, but you know what? Once we got moving, things were good. And St. Mary's is just such a beautiful town. We ran along the river and up around the Baseball Hall of Fame. I ran with Special Olympics athlete Mike Hitchcock, who's an unreal athlete, to be honest. He could outrun me any day.
But that's great. Good for you for taking part. That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks, Jamie.
Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. Have a safe Halloween. Thanks, Darren.
Thank you.